Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, I'm Chris Stainis, the host of Voices of Women. So welcome today on this gorgeous Friday, our last Friday in May. So today we're talking about love. And you know that song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places? Or there's some words to that effect. So, you know, if you look at all the advertising and movies and the media that you see, you're led to believe if you fit a certain image, usually skinny, beautiful, funny, smart, successful, and people will love you. And all too often we're looking outside of ourselves, wanting to be loved, and we sacrifice who we are for that desire. And when we finally realize that love is found within ourselves, that we have to love ourselves before we can really share love and experience it with others, it starts within ourselves, and it's about accepting who we are, and we're okay just as we are. And today my guest is Patricia Lynn Riley, who wrote a poem for women. This is way back in 1995. It's called Imagine a Woman. It has traveled the world, inspiring women to discover who they really are. So this poem was first published in the book written by Patricia Lynn Riley, A God Who Looks Like Me. And then she made that empowering message even more accessible to women, taking just 8 stanzas that express the fundamental perspective of Imagine a Woman. And she created postcards. I think there was posters of it. And long before viral messages traveled the world via the internet, Patricia's poem passed from hand to hand, woman to woman, and now over 750,000 Imagine a Woman resources have circled the globe. And in 1999, she published her third book, Imagine a Woman in Love with Herself, through Canary Press. And then it was 20 stanzas of the poem, and each chapter was around the poem. This book has been in a lot of interesting places. In June of 2010, the Imagine a Woman poem traveled to Rwanda, where 100 genocide survivors received T-shirts with the poem in English on the front and in Rwandan on the back. In partnership with Global Grassroots and Kula for Karma, the poem was the centerpiece of an empowerment process to inspire the women to create stanzas based on their lives and situations. And throughout 2010, Patricia and her IAW, Imagine a Woman, global team celebrated the 15th anniversary of the poem with the launch of a new website and the expansion of its global platform. So she now has international coaches that reach from South Africa to Hawaii, Bermuda to South America. And since 1995, the copyrighted poem has circled the globe, inspired books, screenplays, videos, life transitions, professional portfolios, ministries, coaching practices, relationships, virtual communities, social networks, the list goes on and on. So welcome, Patricia, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. I'm grateful to spend some time with you. We haven't been in each other's presence in quite a few years, so this is a great reunion for me on a personal level.
Yeah, so you were at the Woman of Wisdom Conference, and I'm not sure which year, 1996, 97, somewhere in there. And
yeah.
And I remember that very well. It was very impactful, the work you do. So first I want to, so thank you for sharing that poem with the world. I know it's changed many women's lives. I read it several times this week, just going through each stanza could be a book on itself, because you've got very thought-provoking ideas are captured in each stanza. And I'm going to start by reading just the first 2 stanzas so the audience gets an idea of what we're talking about here. Imagine a woman who believes it is right and good she is a woman, a woman who honors her experience and tells her stories, who refuses to carry out to carry the sins of others within her body and life. Imagine a woman who has acknowledged the past's influence on the present, a woman who has walked through her past, who has healed into the present. So first, I'd love for you to share, what was the inspiration for writing this poem? Where did it come from inside? Obviously, it came from inside you, but you must have, something happened.
Well, it actually was a part of the writing of my first book, A God Who Looks Like Me. I wanted a way to culminate the book that invited women to imagine, create a template for the woman we had spoken about throughout the book. And so out came a poem, Imagine Yourself as This Woman, and sort of gathering the different threads that we'd explored together in the book into a poem that invited them to gather the gifts that they'd received from reading the book and then see themselves as that woman sharing those gifts with other women. And then shortly after that, I realized that what I had written as a part of the manuscript actually wanted its own presence, wanted its own platform. And so I extracted that idea from A God Who Looks Like Me and the basic draft of the poem, and wanted to create a postcard, a way that the ideas could be expressed simply and clearly and be accessible to all women, whether they had the resources to purchase a book or not. So I extracted and refined 8 stanzas that expressed the fundamentals of the Imagine a Woman perspective and placed those on a postcard that then was picked up by Lisa Hammond, who is the founder of Female Creations. And in 1997, the poem inspired her to launch her dream, which was that and is that woman-affirming catalog. And she included the poem postcard. And through Female Creations, the postcard was bought by thousands of women who then shared it with other women and therapists who shared it with their clients, and coaches shared it with their clients, and women shared it with the women in their circles. And in that beautiful woman-to-woman sharing that happens every day, where we share words and experiences and prayers of inspiration, the poem traveled around the world. It was picked up then by a therapist in Spain soon after that, who wanted to offer it to her clients, Spanish-speaking clients, and so we collaborated with Carmen to translate it into Spanish. And slowly but surely, it found its way around the world and continues to inspire and support women.
Yeah, it's interesting. You said that the poem, you wanted women to see this in themselves. And I think a lot of times it's like, it sounds like somebody else, like some great leader and some amazing woman who can do this. And, mm-hmm. and yet to recognize that it is within us. And what you've done is bring that awareness, so that consciousness that this is our potential. This is the infinite possibilities that we can move into, because obviously it's a process of claiming these aspects of ourselves. And I was curious, those 2 stanzas that I read, that you began with the focus of letting go of those things that we carry that aren't us anymore, or even never was, i.e. those of others, carry the sins of others within our body and our life. Letting go of that and letting go in the past, a woman who's walked through her past and heals into the present. So we can be present, because if we keep carrying our past with us, we're not really fully present.
That's right. And I think the word imagine, actually holds within it our deep understanding of how the imagination is a transformational resource, because the word imagine reminds us that we must imagine new possibilities, new self-understandings, new experiences before we can manifest them. If we don't have a mental template of this woman, we will never even know she exists. And many women have emailed and written over the years when they first read this, they were blown away. They had no idea that there were women like this, you know, who lived this way. And it planted within them the template of the new possibility, the new self-understanding, the new experience of themselves. And in a moment, they are freed of costumes and scripts that are foreign to their spirit, because in that moment of imagining the new possibility, we actually are that possibility. It's manifest within us. So yes, those initial stanzas that you read are essential for walking through our past and healing into the present, but they also are very alive today, Chris. I just finished a blog called Turning Outrage into Action, because I was absolutely outraged by the pieces of news I was hearing about women's lives, the Peace Corps, 1,000 sexual assaults and 220 rapes in the 50 years since the Peace Corps was established, the 48 women raped every hour in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the latest figures about our military women, 3,000 of whom were sexually assaulted in 2008. So the whole arena of sexual assault, rape, and incest, literally, the first stanza you read is used in domestic violence shelters, is used in eating disorder centers, places where women are wrestling with the sins of others, literally, within their body and lives. And what is it like to come out of those experiences healed of the shame, believing that it is right and good that we are woman, honoring our experience, telling our stories, which people don't want to hear all the time because yeah. it's too intense. But play
yeah, so
like your,
we,
yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, you're right. That just being able to have that in their hands, to read that and to know this isn't it, you know, because they're not responsible for these other people's actions. Well, we're going to take a break now. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Patricia Lynn Riley.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Patricia Lynn Riley, the author of the poem Imagine a Woman. So we were just talking about that outrage of all the harm that is done to women. And I, you know, I hadn't even heard about, like, the problems in the Peace Corps and everything. I had a niece who was in the Peace Corps in the Gambia, but I've never heard those stories. And so that's one of the reasons that it's important for women to tell their stories so that, we become aware. And you were talking about turning outrage into action. So how can we turn that into action?
Well, we join with other women, and collectively we support each other to tell our stories. It can be as simple as being available to hear a story that's been kept secret by a trusting friend or relative, or expressing outrage at the jokes in the office that denigrate a woman's body or life, challenging a friend to say no more and leave an abusive relationship, demanding that our daughter's father deal with his destructive attitudes toward women's bodies, or challenge our ministers, our priests, our rabbis, to tell the stories from the sacred text that were not told in the churches of our childhood. Strengthen the courage of your daughters, granddaughters, and nieces by giving them your strong example and blessing to say no. Or do something outrageous, like join Amnesty International or Ms. Magazine or Eve Ensler's organization and volunteer with them to work on behalf of the world's women. The Dalai Lama said that the world will be changed by Western women, but that will only happen when we step into the fullness of our power and begin to join with women around the world to say no more. So that's what this stance is about. It's inviting women to believe it is right and good that they are women, inviting a woman to honor her experience and tell her story, and encouraging each other to refuse to carry the sins of others within our bodies and lives, so we are available then to change the world, to rock the world, to transform the world, one woman, one child, one family, one couple at a time.
Yeah, if we take it to that individual versus sometimes problems seem so overwhelming, like what could I do? And it's really just talk to one person, you know. Yeah. Think of it as a person to person versus the whole world and this whole complex problem. And interesting, you mentioned destructive attitudes to women's bodies, you know, having men look at that, because it can get very subtle, and a lot of times people don't realize the damage that it does. So I want to move on to the next, because you got so many juicy stuff in your poems. I have a couple more stanzas to read. Imagine a woman who tells the truth, a woman who trusts her experience of the world and expresses it, who refuses to defer to the thoughts, perceptions, and responses of others. Imagine a woman who follows her creative impulses, a woman who produces original creations, who refuses to color inside someone else's lines. Imagine a woman who authors her own life, a woman who trusts her inner sense of what is right for her, who refuses to twist her life out of shape to meet the expectations of others. So it's such a good message for women, as we so often defer. We're taught to please others before ourselves. We're the caretakers. And when we have expectations placed on us, we're not able to be the author of our own life. We become, and then we become resentful, you know, and that doesn't get us very far either. Having the life we want.
That's right, and I think that resentment is a gift, because when we unpack resentment, we often move to self-responsibility, because it's not about others, it's about ourselves. So these stanzas are not in any way blaming others or holding anyone else responsible for our lives. It's inviting us to step into 100% responsibility for our lives, including providing for ourselves the healing of the injuries that may have been perpetrated by others, but that injury becomes ours. It also involves authoring our own lives. I've experienced resentment when I've allowed others to shape and design my life. And that resentment has led me home to self-responsibility and to inventory my life and to look at it and say, you know, how am I being called in this moment to step out of resentment, out of blame, out of judgment, into responsibility to author my own life, to touch base with that shape-spinning center within me, to listen to that true self, wise voice within me. So each of the stanzas is about empowerment, but for us, empowerment is reminding each other of the truth when we forget. Because I believe in the beginning, we all loved ourselves. We came into this world with feelings of omnipotence, not inferiority. So the Imagine a Woman message is that we're returning home to something that we knew in the very beginning that was the gift of life itself. And so it's a reminder. Every stanza is a reminder of the way home when we lose our way.
Yeah, and that's great, because we can get stuck in resentment and not, and if you're going to make change in your life, you have to do what you said. You have to move through that resentment and empower yourself to step out of that blame. It's about your response. We're only responsible for our response to others. And responsible, which is what, you know, you're saying, responsible for our lives. And so it's up to us to step into that and heal ourselves. It's not, we can't wait for others to do it for us.
That's right. And part of the work that we do is inviting women to vow faithfulness to their own lives. You know, we're socialized, we're set up to sort of wait for that day when we're going to vow to another. And so we shift that, we reverse that, and we invite women of all ages to imagine a woman who has grown in knowledge and love of herself, who has vowed faithfulness to her own life, who remains loyal to herself regardless. And from that place, we are then available to others. But that vow becomes our North Star. It becomes the breath that we return to. It becomes the home, the inner home, because home is always waiting, and that home is within us. So, yes, growing in knowledge and love of ourselves seems to be Life 101. It all starts from there. And as we grow in knowledge and love of ourselves and vow faithfulness to our own lives, our own capacities, our own calling, we remain loyal to ourselves, regardless. And I think regardless is a strong word within our community. It means no matter what. So even in the face of opposition, we remain loyal to ourselves. And that loyalty allows us then to be loyal to others. So it's an empowerment perspective.
Yeah, and it's about loving ourselves first. It's the same thing as you have to put your seatbelt on first, or like on a plane, before you take care of your child, because you're not going to be there to take care of your child if you aren't taken care of. And
that's right. And you have to breathe it. When the mask drops, you need your own oxygen in order to then turn toward those who are in your care. And so, yes, imagine a woman who comes home to herself, and that capacity to be available to herself, to love herself, to accept herself, then becomes her capacity to be available to love, to accept, and to participate fully in her relationships. It is truly an invitation to live from the inside out. And this culture is all about living from the outside. So,
it's
a radical concept, yeah.
Yeah, and it's you really have to focus on that. I mean, I'm in a spiritual training. I've been working on that for 20 years. But we are so conditioned to look outside of ourselves, and it's a constant, and, you know, I use the word battle. It's a constant battle for me to always remember it, what's going on inside me, not to worry about what other people are thinking of me or what's happening out there in the external world, all these things I need to do out there. I just need to center back in myself and be here with me.
And that's how women use the vow. The vow isn't about perfection. The vow is about returning, always returning home. I think there will always be distractions. There will always be opportunities to look outside of ourselves. But we take a breath and we return home. And the vow serves as a way for women to do that.
I think that's great. I mean, I was thinking about what advice we would give to women. If you just make a daily vow, start your day that way, vowing to remember yourself, vowing to start the day honoring yourself and knowing that, you know, from the place of loving yourself. Well, this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Patricia Lynn Riley.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. And the song you just heard, Pray Like a Woman, is from Lorraine Bays, who is a woman of wisdom, a wise woman of wisdom in Seattle. And it's from our Woman of Wisdom CD, which you can purchase on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. And it's a compilation of many songs from amazing women who have performed at Woman of Wisdom, such as Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many others. So it's a wonderful inspirational CD. And it also reinforces what we're talking about today, because it's about empowering women. So, Patricia, you just shared somebody sent you an email during our phone call, and you wanted to share that.
Yes, I did. I was checking my email during the break, which I guess we all do, and received this from one of our Imagine a Woman coach trainees. I'm having lunch with my childhood friend who just had her second baby. She has had the Imagine a Woman poem up on various refrigerators longer than she can remember and used it to get out of a very bad and abusive relationship many years ago. She was thrilled to know that I am a trainee working with Imagine a Woman. And then she included the photo from the refrigerator of the, you know, the magnets holding the poem on her refrigerator. So I'm grateful that all over the world there are women who have the poem posted on their bathroom windows, on their refrigerators, folded up in their wallet, on their, you know, email or Facebook pages to remind them of the truth about themselves when they forget, and to be supported to leave relationships or enter into relationships that are healthy, supportive, and loving. Yeah. So that was fun. That was a fun break.
Yeah. So what do your coaches do? Besides that, can we, I would think people could write their own versions of Imagine a Woman and put in there what they wanted, what they're desiring in their life. Or do you recommend that?
Well, we have another process that we invite women to. I mean, there are women who do that. That's great. But we actually, the poem has a logic, a grammar, a transformational grammar. So there actually is a deep process that the poem brings to women. And it begins with imagining, as we talked about earlier, where we imagine. We actually are able to finally see a mental template of a woman who has these basic perspectives embodied in her life. But then we become that woman. So, for example, women come to our coaches. We've developed a stanza-based coaching model. So a woman will come to one of our certified coaches and share the stanza that touches her, you know, that moves her, that elicits a visceral response. So So let's say it's the poem, the stanza, imagine a woman in love with her own body, a woman who believes her body is enough just as it is, who celebrates its rhythms and cycles as exquisite resources. Our coaches support her to move from imagining herself as that woman to personalizing the stanza, and then moving from personalization to action. So, for example, the personalization might sound like this. I am a woman in love with my own body. I believe my body is enough, just as it is. I celebrate my body's rhythms and cycles as exquisite resources. This week, I will take a lavender bath and allow myself to enjoy the fragrance and the feel of the water on my body. So that's an example of how we, in our coaching sessions, invite folks to move from imagining to personalizing to then acting as that woman in their lives.
Oh, that's great information, because it's kind of like sometimes we read poems and we don't, well, if we don't relate to it, we don't internalize it, or we don't make it our own, unless there's some resonance. But to change the wording to, instead of imagine, to state I am, really makes it like, okay, I am. I am this, you know? And when you say that to yourself, and then go to the action part too. So it's a great example of letting people know how you can use this. Of, it's not just saying I am. Then you it calls to action to do something, to be that. And not always to do, because I don't mean doing like being that yang, and it's always to do, because sometimes it's just about being it. But sometimes there's an action to get to that being place of.
Because if I am in love with my body, I will choose to care for my body. And there will be actions of self-respect and words of reverence that I use for my body. So there are actions that are self-caring that a woman who is that woman who loves her body will, and our coaches support their clients to then take that action. But I think for some women, Chris, it's a little intimidating to say, I am that woman at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It really gives them a little bit of distance to just imagine it, and even that can be threatening. I remember a letter from a woman who was in recovery from an eating disorder, and she saw the book, Imagine a Woman in Love with Herself, on her therapist's shelf for the years she was working with her, and she opened it and she had to shut it because she couldn't even imagine herself as that woman. But as she went through the therapeutic process, and began to experience some healing, a little bit of opening, a little bit of freedom and healing from that disordered eating. She went back to the book, and she was able to read the imagine, and then and imagine and have that mental template. And then a little while later, she was able to then personalize. You know, she was that woman. And then she was able to imagine how she would act in the world being that woman, and then be that woman in the world, much like this woman who's had it on her refrigerator for years. At some point, she personalized the words in order to leave a relationship that was abusive and wasn't serving her. So she took an action on her own behalf through imagining, then personalizing.
And I just want to point out for people in the book, Imagine a Woman in Love with Herself, you have a chapter for each stanza. And so like this one that we're talking about, which is the third stanza, being in love with your own body, you talk a lot about conscious breathing, and that breath of bringing our breath into our body allows us to become more aware of our body and to feel our body. And then you kind of, in each chapter you do kind of a meditation work of so people can really experience this transformation. Because what you're talking about is transforming our lives with this.
Yes, it's a transformational poem. And it's you know, the fruit of its presence in the world has been transformation and inspiration. And so the book was designed, Imagine a Woman in Love with Herself, around 20 stanzas, and each section is self-contained. So the first section is reflection on the stanza, and then there's a meditation and a blessing. And so it's very simple. It has worked well over the years for book groups because it allows for a self-contained section of the book to be focused on by a group of women or by an individual woman who can pick it up and put it down because each section is self-contained. Yeah,
yes.
Transformational.
Yeah, well, that's great that's to have it for a book club. It is a good idea. I just want to read on this part about the breath and around our bodies. What you have people do is, it's very meditative, but just, you know, breathing in, and you're saying, breathing in, I come home to my breath. Breathing out, home is always waiting. Breathing in, I gather my attention home. Breathing out, I release the demands of the day. Breathing in, I gather my attention home. Breathing out, I release the challenges of the day. So it's just even that, you know, allows you to, you know, we talked about centering and starting your day with imagining, but this is like coming home every day and ending the day with releasing all those things that, because we go, oh, well, I didn't do that very well today. I didn't do that stanza very well. I kind of reacted to everything or all the things that went on in our life. I was so busy. I didn't even focus on myself. It was not a self-first day at all. But we can let that go. So, I mean, this allows, just reading this, I can say, read that at night before I go to bed. I can just, hey, today's another day. I mean, tomorrow's another day. I can let that go. You know, don't beat yourself up for not having, you know, we're not perfect. It's all, a process of learning this. And I would think the more you do it, the more you would be more consciously aware of, what's going on in your daily life and being focused on, what's important for you.
I think we become more skillful. One of the life practices that we become more skillful at is returning home. Again, it's not about perfection. It's about a North Star, a reminder that we always return to. So just as the breath, when we're in meditation, we're distracted. There's no judgment about the distraction. There's no beating ourselves up about the distraction. We notice it without judgment, and we practice returning, always returning home again. And that meditation, home is always waiting, is one of the centerpieces of all the work we do, because inviting women to come home to their own natural resources is so essential to our home.
Yes, so, yeah, so coming home, it's such a good analogy. We're coming home to our bodies. So we're going to take another break, and we'll come back. We'll continue our conversation with Patricia.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat.
and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com for details.
So welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking to Patricia Lynn Riley. So Patricia, can you give your contact information and for our audience and where people can read the poem and all that?
Sure. We have a website, imagineawoman.com, and at the website you'll have the opportunity to read the poem, hear women's stories about the poem. You'll also, there's an audio of Radmila Cody, a Navajo recording artist who read the poem when she was in prison, and it supported her to imagine another future, and now she's a successful recording artist, and she reads the poem to you when you visit the website. You can also join our worldwide community and receive our free ebook, Circles and Vows, which we offer to you to support and inspire you. We also have a Facebook fan page at Imagine a Woman International, and we inspire and support each other. We have a coaching team, a certified coaching team that takes the Imagine a Woman poem around the world. We have a fantastic team of coaches, and if you'd like to become a part of that and enhance your professional portfolio with our woman-affirming niche, supporting women with the words and concepts and empowerment you heard about today on Chris's program, just read about it at the website and join our team as well. So we're excited to be circling the globe with woman's spirit, which is our passion and our mission.
Yeah, that's great. Really good work. That reminds me of one of the stanzas I wanted to read. Imagine a woman who names her own gods, a woman who imagines the divine in her image and likeness, who designs a personal spirituality to inform her daily life. So, personal spirituality, how does one do that?
Well, actually, that was the journey of the first book I wrote, A God Who Looks Like Me, inviting women to sort through their religious past and weave what works for them into a personal spirituality and let go of what didn't. And I was reminded of that by your show today, because I loved radio when I was on a book tour for that book. And, of course, the topic was the gender of God. And so I was on a call-in show in New Mexico, and the 18 to 24-year-old male demographic went ballistic about the topic of the gender of God, and the call board lit up brighter than ever, and I spent about 2.5 hours handling, you know, all kinds of responses when we consider religion from a woman's perspective. But we offer a course and retreat called Name Your Own Gods, and it invites women to sort through the names and images and experiences of the divine they've had in their lives, and to begin to imagine into being a spirituality that works for them. I love the phrase from the recovery community, you know, God as we understand God. And so for women in our community, they bring many names. We have women who are Muslim, Christian, Hindu, atheist, spiritual but not religious, women for whom silence is the most appropriate response to mystery. So we're an inclusive community, and we bring many names and no names at all to acknowledge the source, the center. And we believe that's an important step for women in their empowerment journey, and that's why that course is one of our core courses, Name Your Own Gods.
Oh, I bet it would. Yeah.
It's important.
So we grew up with, it's a male image of God, and to me, God is, it's universal. It's not even, it's not a gender. And so we've been brought up that way, and of course, there's going to be a reaction because, you know, from people from your, because that would have been way back in the early 90s, right? That your
that
book came out?
95, yeah. So
yeah.
It was really one of the foremothers of the women's spirituality movement. And I think it is essential at some point in our journey as women to imagine the divine in our own image and likeness. We may not stay there. We may not all become devotees of the goddess. But I think it's important that we acknowledge that in the very beginning, the divine was imagined as woman, that our earliest ancestors, when they got together to try to figure out where we came from, they said it was the Big Mama who gave birth to all that is. So I think it's really an empowering moment when we imagine the divine in our own image and likeness as women. But I agree with you, as we continue on our journey, we often move to a sense of source as beyond gender, which is the truest lesson of all the religions, that the divine is beyond human naming and imagining. But somewhere along the way, I think it's very healing for us as women to imagine the divine in our own image and likeness. And some call her goddess, some call her mother, some call her wisdom, Sophia, and that's a powerful moment for a woman to imagine the divine in her own image and likeness.
Yes, because we have to, then we can claim that divinity in ourselves, which is in
right.
all of us. And if we can't see it in ourselves, we're not going to feel it. You know,
that's
if
right.
we don't allow that, you know, it's the inner outer, it's the macrocosm, microcosm of knowing that, and then we can bring it into ourselves and realize our perfect divinity. Well, this has been a great hour with you. I've loved talking. It's just very juicy information, and I want to leave with the last stanzas of the poem. Imagine a woman who has grown in knowledge and love of herself, a woman who has vowed faithfulness to her own life and capacities, a woman who remains loyal to herself regardless. Imagine yourself as this woman. So thank you, for Patricia, for being here today.
You're welcome.
Sharing your poem and touching so many women's lives around the world. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. And just as our annual conference, which this year, February 2012, is our 20th year, we've changed many women's lives too. And the book will touch you as well as you explore the divine feminine. You can purchase it at our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. And when you purchase it there, it benefits Women of Wisdom, which is a nonprofit organization. So you can sign up for our newsletters too there at Women of Wisdom. So it's womenofwisdom.org. Thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.